Directions Magazine. This is Directions on the News for Tuesday, July 1st, 2014. Each week, this podcast looks at news and trends related to all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Joe Francia, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
Details of the President's proposed transportation funding bill have become available, and among the details is a statement that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration could restrict navigation apps on mobile phones. The vision is that if such devices impact safety, the agencies would be able to require changes. Is this a good idea? Who might benefit? And how might this impact our industry? We'll look at what's behind the proposal and its future after a word from our sponsor.
Directions Magazine is the leader in geospatial technology webinars. If your organization is interested in more sales leads, stronger brand awareness, and positioning your company as a key thought leader, then let us help you deliver a professionally produced live event that reaches a global audience. For more information on both our 30 and 60-minute webinar formats, go to www.geospatialwebinars.com.
The Transportation Funding Bill has an awesome name. It's called the Generating Renewal Opportunity and Work with Accelerated Mobility Efficiency and Rebuilding of Infrastructure and Communities Throughout America Act. Or, you know they're going for the acronym. The acronym is Grow America Act.
Well, yeah. All right. That's
okay,
a great start.
It's a $302 billion four-year transportation reauthorization proposal, and it covers highways, bridges, transit, rail, and, as we'll get to, safety. So let's talk a little bit about safety and regulation for navigation apps. Last year, the authorities put out voluntary guidelines for in-dash navigation systems, the ones that come in your car or you can put into your car. And one of the rules was that a single interaction with the system should take no more than 2 seconds, which sounds like a good idea. And the amazing thing about these voluntary recommendations is that automakers have largely complied with them. No question, they just put them in. Maybe there's a good reason for that, because they have so much competition from the mobile phone-based navigation apps. So as you might expect, the car companies and automakers are all good about this potential regulation of the phone solutions. And as you might expect on the other side, the folks with the phones and the phone apps think it's crazy and can't imagine how this might be enforced if it was ever passed. Now, the vision that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has for how this would work isn't that it would have to approve apps before they got out into the world, but in fact, it would give them power such that after these apps were out in the world and they caused harm or issues of safety, then they could require changes. So it's a different kind of model. The bill is with Congress and it's expected to pass in the next couple of months. So that's sort of where we are legislatively. So let's start with the simple question. Is it a good idea to have this agency looking at navigation apps on mobile phones?
I just think it opens up a real can of worms, and I would just wonder if it's not a kind of cover your backside type of an issue. I don't know if it is a really good idea. First of all, it's going to be after the fact, put out the app, and then we'll see if it's dangerous. I don't necessarily think that's a great idea, because who's going to deem that it's dangerous? Just because there's an accident, or we are going to say, well, there's one accident. So somebody's going to have to get metrics on whether an app is truly dangerous or not.
And how are you going to get those metrics? Every time there's a car accident, you have to check the guy's phone to see which app he might have been using for navigation.
Using at the time. That's right.
I mean, yeah. Which is crazy. And the analogy here, I think, is kind of like the car recall issue, right? Although automakers have to keep detailed records about why cars are brought into the shop and so forth, and when they get some magic number of issues, then they have a recall. And that's a very formal system, because it has so much to do with safety and protecting human life. But trying to manage this one just sounds just crazy.
I mean, I have no problem putting a warning on the app that says it's bad for you to be doing this while you're driving, so take care, put the phone down, similar to what you see in the in-dash systems. So my car has an in-dash system, and every time the map pops up, there is a text warning that says, hey, don't try to navigate while you're driving. In fact, it won't let you put in a destination while the vehicle is moving. I do note that in another vehicle I have for navigation, the screen is touch. So whether you're using a navigation app or whether you're playing the radio, you're always distracted by touching the screen on the in-dash system. And there's enough distraction going on for the driver as it is, besides having to say that this or that app, in-dash or personal navigation, PND, is being distracting.
Yeah, and it's so much of this sort of revolves around the whole distracted by some kind of electronics in the car or on a mobile device. So it makes me wonder, well, let's just have better enforcement of whatever rules we've decided about how we interact with our mobile phones when they're in cars.
Yeah, and that's the way to go. However, my question is that in one of the examples that we've posted to the show notes comes from the New York Times, where an individual was received a ticket because a motorcycle policeman noticed that there was a glow coming from his mobile device during a stop-and-go traffic, so that he was using his navigation app to navigate. And the cop pulled him over, and he got a ticket. And he says, look, I'm not texting, I'm not talking, which was illegal at the time. I'm only looking at this for navigation. And the cop said, it doesn't matter. Well, my question is...
Well, actually, the judge said, agreed with the driver and said it didn't matter. Said it did matter, and the ticket was pulled back.
Okay. The same question applies, though. Would the cop have pulled him over if he was using a paper map?
Right. And by the same token, are maps any more distracting than talking or texting or anything else you can do with your phone?
Right, right.
So that's sort of one way to look at it. We think about the industry and navigation, and the two big players right now in the phone navigation space are, of course, Google and Apple. But there are tons of apps coming on board every day. Last week, one was announced from a new one from Garmin, and I just got a press release today from Huawei, which is putting the Route 66 Navigate on its new devices, the Ascend Mate 2 smartphone, which I've never heard of. There's an awful lot of just apps out there. Now, with Google and Apple being two of the big players, is that an issue? I mean, can they do enough lobbying to make this go away?
That's a really good question. I'm glad you brought that up, because I think it trickles down to the people who are supplying those companies with maps and other POIs. Yeah, sure, they've got the money to lobby, but I don't think they're going to stop this one. I think you're going to see something out there that, you know, restricts the use or puts at least some warning on the mobile device that says, you know, stop, don't look here if you're driving. So
yeah,
I don't think so.
That kind of warning stuff is already there. In fact, the New York Times talks about Waze, which has built in, you're not supposed to update anything about Waze when you see an accident or whatever while you're in motion. But there's a button that says, but you can do it if you say you're a passenger in the car, you're not the driver.
Mm-hmm.
Well, reality check, how many people are driving and inputting data?
Yeah.
It's a nice idea. And again, it doesn't matter if it's the touch screen of an in-dash solution or it's a phone. People do it all the time. They get around those restrictions, you know. So what should we be doing? And here's my question. If regulators saw fit to put out voluntary guidelines for the in-dash systems and the automobile manufacturers actually followed them, why not do the same thing for on cell phone navigation apps?
Well, I do think that's what's going to happen. I think you're going to see those kind of voluntary warnings put there. So,
what, warnings or guidelines about how the app works? Those are two different things.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Guidelines.
Mm. Yeah, like so. For example, the example that I gave for the in-dash stuff is that the interaction has to take less than 2 seconds.
Less than 2 seconds. You know, doesn't this open up a huge problem for every app, not just the navigation app? Because if I'm simply using a weather app, for example, is the same warning going to apply? I think that's gonna have to be one of those things that the app maker is gonna have to be aware of.
And I'm not sure it's such a bad thing, because an awful lot of the changes of the requirements, I think, are going to boil down to better user interfaces. Faster, clearer, bigger, all of those things that we know are good for interfaces in general. And I think that may even have an impact on all of the rest of the map-based apps that are out there to make their interfaces better, faster, bigger, clearer.
If that's the result, then you're right. Then the guidelines would be enormously helpful in a secondary way. The initial purpose was safety. The secondary way is I've got to think a little bit more about how this is implemented.
I don't think we're going to have regulations just like we don't on the in-dash things. I think they're going to be voluntary guidelines. And wouldn't it be awesome if Google and Apple and Huawei and Garmin
embrace them
and says, hey, we follow the voluntary guidelines put out by the NSHTA. I don't know if I have that quite right. This is a real opportunity to just have things be better.
Do Google and Apple then put in certain guidelines in the App Store when people look at the guidelines for getting something into the App Stores that have recommendations?
They have to follow the recommended guidelines from the government.
Right.
Well, Apple can certainly do that because they make you jump through hoops anyway. Google Play Store, anybody can put anything in there. So they currently are not, there are no barriers. They might change that. That's their call.
Yeah.
What a nice thing to do, though, for your users. Keep them safer. Well, that's all the time we have for today.
And from us here at Directions Magazine, we'd like to let you know that if you're looking at the synergies between geospatial technology and energy management, then you should consider attending our GeoEnergy Huntsville Summit, November 12th, 13th in Huntsville, Alabama. The summit will explore how solutions related to energy efficiency, sustainability, and smart grid technologies support our national security. More details can be found at geohuntsville.com/conference.
If you'd like to comment on today's podcast, you can reach us at editors@directionsmag.com. You can send us a tweet at directionsmag, or you can leave a comment where this podcast is posted at Directions Magazine. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.